Okay. Today I represent Vilnius Gediminas Technical University Press and the Association of Lithuanian Serials. We are both proud to be members of Crossref. I understand that some of my thoughts or comments might seem evident or very simple. However, this experience comes from working at VGTU Press as well as from collaboration with a number of academic publishers in Lithuania and Eastern Europe. And VGTU Press published 19 research peer-reviewed journals, 12 are co-published with Taylor Francis, and whereas 7 without any partners. We also annually publish about 170 academic books, textbooks, monographs, doctoral theses, etc., both in print and electronic format as well. Mostly universities in Lithuania develop and oversee the traditional scholarship publishing. They receive practically no funding for publishing from the state or commercial organization. In addition, even though researchers produce numerous books, there are no separate trade publishers in Lithuania. The size of the Lithuanian market might be the reason. Due to this system of assessment, the Lithuanian researchers are forced to submit their articles to prestigious journals, often published by foreign publishers. To survive, the Lithuanian research journals are looking for not only foreign authors, but publishing partnership as well. And there are more than 250 peer-reviewed research journals published in Lithuania. The Association of Lithuanian Serials is an umbrella organization for approximately 90 Lithuanian research journals. The current data shows that 210 research journals only have at the list websites and could be found on the internet in 2012. However, publishing quality is hardly improving. The Lithuanian journals were well rated by well-known databases. There are about 30 Lithuanian journals in the Web of Science and about 37 in Scopus. We could say that this shows the content quality of journals. And in contrast with the UK, where journal publishing has a deep traditions and journals are publicized by experienced professional publishers, Lithuanian research journals publishing in the hands of academics mostly. They are not only responsible for peer reviewing and content management, but also for language polishing, typesetting, copy editing, printing, dissemination, online publication, etc. Obviously, the Lithuanian journals published by researchers are not properly presented on the internet, as e-publishing requires professional knowledge. However, when e-publishing has reached its maturity and started implementing altmetrics and nano-publications, Lithuanian journals publishing is still there in the past. But meanwhile, it was just recently that many of the Lithuanian journals started registering device. Yet the breakthrough has already taken place, and the number of Crossref members in Lithuania is growing fast, with their e-publishing improving as well. It should be said that innovations have become essential in contemporary journal publishing. However, they require considerable financial and human resources, which are usually problematic for small publishers in small countries. Fortunately, we have Crossref. It is so much easier to follow the steps of organizations, which is much more experienced in academic publishing and is confident. Other scholarly societies publish only one or two journals each, but the Lithuanian Academy of Sciences is the only governmental institution which is not a university that publishes 12 journals. And many societies publish is only journals is only as additional activity. Only a few small private companies publish several academic journals. Currently, only 47 Lithuanian journals receive a partial state funding, which will last until 2014. Unfortunately, this funding usually covers copy editing and traditional typesetting only. It's really bad. The Lithuanian Research Council initiated a project for funding researchers involved in open access publishing. But however, journals have to be highly rated and not Lithuanian. Okay, and the law, and it was amazing that Crossref sent a template for sharing thoughts and ideas, and this is what do organization outside need to know to do business with Lithuania. And I insert some thoughts. Really, it's sometimes very difficult to make all right that sign an agreement or can work with outside companies. But I know that if we want to do that, we do that, really. Meant all what we need. Although DOI implementation did not require huge investment, but are very important for journals that are published online. In 2008, we had a primitive journals website created by VGTU IT specialists who were good at creating websites in general, but were not aware of features required for research journal e-publishing and their importance for academics. I noticed that once our journals' websites were restructured according to simple Crossref requirements and required indexing lines were added to metadata, the website attendance was increased according to Google Analytics. My experience shows that help of a smart and skillful IT specialist is necessary to make the journal systems to operate fluently, while only a detail-oriented and smart person is required to implement Crossref services for your journals. Our staff predominantly consists of young employees, many of whom are students. This has both advantages and disadvantages. A young team is always happy to do something new. However, after graduation from university, they tend to leave our team and we must go forward with the initiatives already started and new employees who have no knowledge in scholarly publishing. So we need supervising and guidance. It's easy because we can direct them to the manuals, instructions, webinars of all the Crossref services implemented in our journals. So we are going to implement as many Crossref services as we are able to do. And this is excellent text, simple text query, and we recommended that for editors, for authors, and include the link to authors before they submitted manuscript. They should find DOIs and check references included in the manuscript by themselves. It's really very good, and it's more easier to do some work later on. And VGTU Press launched cited bilinking in 2011. Some issues we encounter: local language and lack of DOI metadata for local journals, because some Lithuanian journals register a minimal metadata, and those journals we published by ourselves mostly in Lithuanian, and it's really we are VGTU journals that introduced cited by mostly published articles in Lithuanian or articles written by the Lithuanian authors in English. Both can be cited by the Lithuanian authors and journals mostly. Cited by is only visible when a citation exists. Thus, this service not appear in the majority of articles. We hope that soon more Lithuanian journals will implement DOIs with full metadata and will improve this on our journals. Crosscheck has been used by all editors of VGTU journals since spring of 2009. Some VGTU editors check manuscripts twice prior to peer reviewing and before publishing. It should help avoid double publishing, as sometimes the process can last a year and additional checking reveals cases when authors submit their manuscript to a number of journals. And approximately 3,000 checks were already made by the VG2 editors by the end of this year. It is a small number for cross-check, but huge for Lithuanian journals. It should be emphasized that implementation of the service required a relatively small investment. In our case, it was also important that the editor should could learn to use the system without additional training. We're happy with CrossCheck very much. And recently in academic community, a lot of attention has been directed to ethics, publishing quality, etc. What is why? In my opinion, it is wise to inform journals, readers, and authors with a short message about the fact that the article is being cross-checked, peer-reviewed, what process for peer review was applied, what corrections were done, when it was published, etc. And readers and authors of a journal wouldn't have to bother to search for such information somewhere of the journal portal, especially if he could take it easy. We provide device to all the journals, articles, e-books, some conference proceedings and their articles, but not to tables and pictures just yet. I believe we will do this in the future. And what are some of the benefits we are seeing? It's, you can see, with each new CrossRef service we implemented, we'll have learned a lot about scholarly publishing. And minimum investment. And really, with CrossRef, we can always be sure to be up to date with the latest innovation that are important to our journals and their authors. Not only yesterday's workshop showed that before offering something new to the members, the CrossRef team think through an idea carefully. Thus, CrossRef will help us to avoid useless investment, which is really important for such a small publishers that would like to be innovative but has a limited budget and no dedicated staff to track all innovations. So, at the CrossMark workshop yesterday, I said that small publishers produce about 80% of research journals globally. So, we rule. Yet, I should say that we rule only if we are initiative and innovative. CrossRef will help us to reach this goal. And we're happy to have CrossRef and its team. Thank you very much.